Are you tired of your underperforming dice? Are your bad dice a source of contention for your gaming group? Sick of rolling natural one after natural one? We can help. At MetallicDiceGames.com, the large selection of premium dice and accessories are guaranteed to improve your game. Look good and feel even better showing up to your game night with the highest quality dice on the market. Even better, get 10% off any purchase using the promo code RBP10. Go from chump to champ, from zero to hero, by bringing Metallic Dice Games products to your next session. Make the right decision and use promo code RBP10 to save some green while rolling those 20s. Don't delay, order now. Operators are standing by.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
You guys pop out at the estate with this young scientist in tow. Her breathing is like a little hardened. She is clearly still bluish toned from the amount of time she's spent
she
on that
frozen.
Planetoid. She almost looks frozen, yeah. Part of it is sort of the skin burns from probably the bubbles and what looks like almost hypothermia.
Well, so that door is open for an hour, so they could go in and out of there for an hour, wasn't it? So if they wanted to grab samples out of it, they probably could.
I'm not sure if they need any more samples.
You can't go back and forth.
Oh, okay. So it's not like an actual gate.
No, it only lasts for 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Hurry while it's open. Go through there.
You never come back. You guys show up. You walk in. People are looking at... People are looking at Jimmy weird because he has a strange aura around him.
That hasn't gone off yet.
And his arm is still blue.
Yeah.
His
arm is a little blue.
Can't be the strangest thing they've seen, I'm sure.
I don't know.
No, I'm sure not.
It's definitely not the strangest.
Oh. Said the thing.
Said the name of the thing.
And this is Jimmy, so I don't think anybody's looking twice.
I think everybody's like, what did he do?
Oh, good. My stories have been spreading.
Yeah.
My popularity.
You're famous.
Do you guys call on your superiors?
Yeah, we'll call Hertzfeld in. And, right. I mean, clearly we literally just walked out of nowhere.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure people are like, what the shit?
I mean, you could have probably specified it to, like, the recursion room.
That's kind of what I meant, was, like, to where Hertzfeld would be.
Right.
Where we would assume in that recursion lab. Yeah.
So if that's where you want to pop out, that's totally fine.
Yeah. That's where where Stevie would want to.
You guys
pop
walk out, and Hertzfeld is there, kind of in shock. Like, you know, where the hell have you guys been? What's going on? And why are you glowing?
There was a needle on the ground. I injected it.
Ta-da! It doesn't matter. Untaru was against us.
Untaru was against us.
She wanted to use this thing. What was it called? Emily is asking.
Oh, the Aleph component.
The Aleph component. To bring back her world and thus destroying Earth. She was using spiral dust to control people's minds so then that way she could use our quickenings to power up this device, destroy our world, create hers again, and now we have this seed that we have to plant in the Earth.
And we'll give him name of said home world of whatever it was.
Yeah,
my Kayum.
There you go.
My Kayum.
He looks utterly shocked.
You took the gun, right? And Taru's gun just to bring
the
back
the giant blaster.
Yeah. I mean, we took
just like
the,
throw
we
it
took
at
the
his
stuff
feet.
Back.
Yeah, just throw it at his feet.
Sure. Yeah.
He took Otto took pictures.
You cut off her head. You should carry around her helmet and then like chuck it at him.
That seems
really crazy.
That seems like such an action movie though.
It does.
Like you come back, be like, why are you glowing? And you like throw her head at him.
As you
get stuck in his forehead.
The gun doesn't look as large as it used to. It looks more
right because we're not on Rook anymore.
Right?
But.
Yeah, it still looks like a gun, but it's not as like intricate as it was on Rook. It's not that massive thing. It's like a slightly smaller It's probably nothing more large, nothing larger than like an AR.
But size still, gun. It was hers.
But it is still.
This was
still
way more scarier.
And if you did bring back the helmet, it's no longer a gilded helmet. It probably looks more like your standard Kevlar helmet type of thing.
Her head would still be inside of it unless you fished it out.
That's true. But I don't know if that's what you're doing. That's what it would look like.
I didn't grab her head.
Okay.
I would have.
Then it's gone. Over time, it will probably become spiraled up.
Next game, Emily's playing the barbarian, y'all.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Crazy shit's going to happen.
So he, Hertzfeld calls Keaton. He calls everybody that's in charge to meet. He tells the rest of you to rest up. We will have a meeting this evening. Sorry, what was her name? Drumshara?
Yes.
He takes her to be evaluated to try to help heal her up as much as possible with the in the hospital wing, and ensures that they will get her back to Rook safely over time. But they want to ensure that she is also healthy first. So after a while, you guys will meet up. Let's see. The seed, by the way, looks like a briefcase.
Oh, cool.
Oh, she called it a seed, and she holds it, and she goes, damn it.
Yeah. This ball that you were holding looks like a briefcase now, like a steel briefcase.
Cool.
Is there anything inside the briefcase?
You open it up, yeah. And there is. There's like a device in there, like a digital device, like almost like a briefcase bomb. Like you would,
okay.
Like you would, you know, digitally type in what you would need, what have you. That's what it looks like. You guys enter the conference room, and every single member of personnel that you've ever met is in this room now, including the person that you've never met, who, when he walks, when you walk in and you introduce yourselves, if you introduce yourselves to him, introduces himself as Felix.
Felix the cat?
Felix the fixer.
Felix.
Felix!
Felix Jr.? Is that what the full name was?
Yep. He's the fixer that you've never met.
I forgot we named him Felix.
Does he have overalls on?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Please tell me he looks like...
He isn't plain clothes.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like kind of hoping he was in a three-piece suit, like dapper as shit. Bearded.
Hertzfeld gorgeous. Sort of takes the floor.
Cane.
Yeah.
And he begins a slideshow. He says, first of all, your efforts in locating what you've deemed the Nacarand and the information you received from the Dustman... and this unfortunate incident with Untaru, and what information we received from the young Drumshara, who, by the way, is in the room, looking a little better.
A little less blue.
A little less blue, but still...
A little more pink.
Still pale.
She's turning purple.
And, you know. She still looks a little sickly. Some blue scarring still from the acid bubbles. He says, all of the information you've been able to gather about the spiral dust has been incredible. We are going to ensure that a team is sent off to Rook along with Drumshara to...
eradicate the Nacarand?
Eradicate the Nacarand, yes. To take the spiral dust off of Earth and off of Rook and to try to... interrupt, if not end, the spiral dust trade entirely.
Dustman won't like that.
And he begins this slideshow where he says, "It's. I mean, it's graphs. It's all kinds of shit." He says, "Your warning here was priceless, and I've confirmed that the Earth is about 5 days before it's destroyed. The data was collected from many sources around the world: seismographs." University gravimeters, the Supercomicoa neutrino detection experiment, radio and high energy particle detectors, and even a couple of my own experimental dark energy flux detectors. The data was there all along, but no one was really making correlations. After we started looking, we discovered several trends that began to tick up a few years ago, but recently show a likelihood of spiking asymptomatically. And as he's just going through all these charts that probably, let's be fair, only Stevie would really understand some of it. It shows charts that begin as these shallow trends and end with this sort of scary-looking slopes that are heading towards this giant spike. The spikes are all labeled with dates and the average between 3 and 7 days in the future. He says, even without your information regarding this ALEF component, this data shows some sort of destabilizing event is underway approximately 1,800 miles beneath the Earth's surface. If it's not stopped, not only will Earth suffer untold devastation from earthquakes and volcanoes, but it will be rent entirely asunder. So how do we stop an alien device billions of years old from reactivating? And he puts the briefcase on the table. And he says, as it happens, an unrelated project of mine, the vehicle that you might be able to, the REV vehicle, that you, is something that you might be able to reach, reach this device under the mantle. Says, I've never had a completely successful test of it. I call it, of course, the recursion engine vehicle. And he says, essentially what you will be tasked to be to do here is drive the vehicle down the mantle in a direct path 1,800 miles below the Earth's crust to the ALEF component. From there, we're unsure of what you will find. This component could be, it could be something as small as a leaf, as large as your head. It could be a building. We don't know. We assume that it is massive. Understanding the information you received from the Dustmen claiming that the moon was created from it. If that's accurate, then it must be very large. We have deemed you all the Earth Salvation Team from here on out. You will be given suits, PPE, and
Armageddon. We're est, it's like by the way.
It's Armageddon.
The core.
And you will take the device.
Eastern Standard Time.
You will take the device to the ALEF component.
Sorry.
You will take the device to the ALEF component, turn it on, and run like hell.
Cool.
Keaton sits up and opens up the suit, the briefcase, and shows you what's inside, and says, introduces someone by the name of Colonel Angola.
Too bad it's not Monty.
Sorry. The Colonel kind of explains to you how the device should work and how to set it. Hertzfeld also is going to suit up and go with you. As someone who understands how the REV works more than others, it is probably essential that he drives it.
That's probably all he's going to do is drive it. Stupid NPCs.
Damn it.
He says, crunching all the data even more finely, this is Hertzfeld speaking. Since crunching all the data even more finely, I determined that an open space nearly 20 miles in diameter lies in a zone contiguous with the ALEF component. I theorized that that's where we will have to have the greatest chance of succeeding in our intervention. We know where to go, and that's half the problem. Having a way to get there, we're good. There are a few additional considerations. The protection. We're giving you what we deem as sun suits. Obviously, the heat inside the Earth is immense. And you are presented with these sort of silvery-looking suits.
Oh, with super like space-age bullshit.
Strange writing on them. Catherine Manners kind of speaks up and says that the suits were retrieved from a burned-out recursion operating under the laws of standard physics. They tried, and failed to restart an analog of the sun from our research there. These so-called sun suits should protect you against the regular heat and should provide up to about 1 hour's protection, but no more, in the face of 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
I like the word
which
should.
Which tells us this much. Once you exit the rev, you have about an hour to complete your mission. Sorry, I just lost the word. We're also going to give you what we call a heat stop cipher. The heat stop cipher will give one of you about an hour of complete protection against the heat. Unfortunately, it's the only one we have. We have a couple of other ciphers if you wish to take them. They offer you three different curatives, a meditation aid. There are four of those. There is one analeptic. There are two nutrition and hydration ciphers. There's one phase wall cipher, one recursion anchor, one reflex enhancer, and one strange apotheosis cipher. Do we need to figure out what each of those do? Probably.
There's a lot there, though.
Well, yeah, you got the book, right? No, mm-hmm. Here, I'll tell you what. Go to page 315.
I know exactly where it was, actually. Yeah. I was opening it up.
Yeah, I can tell you the page numbers for each of these.
So,
meditation aid should be on page... curative is on page 313.
Curative?
Yep.
Is not on that page. It's on 314. No, it's not. It's on 315. It is little blue pill. It a substance restores a number of points equal to the cipher's level to the user's might pool. So it's a might curative.
Right. So there are...
I already have one of those.
There are three of those. We would just roll on the level. Meditation aid should be on 322.
Meditation aid. It is a cap covered with little wires, basically what I did. And it restores back to intellect pool. So level of cipher back to intellect pool. I already used mine.
Page 3. Hang on.
You wanted the analeptic.
Analeptic should also be on page 3.
Handful of green pills, and it goes back to speed pool.
Okay. 313, nutrition and hydration.
What?
Page 313. Mm-hmm. Nutrition and hydration.
It goes alphabetically, so there's no way it's on 313.
And it's... Oh, sorry. Page 324.
Thank you. Nutrition and hydration. A user can go without food or water for a number of days equal to the cipher's level.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those earlier.
Mm-hmm. Phase wall should also be on that page.
Phase wall. When the cipher is activated... By the way, it's a smartphone app. A wall within range up to 20 feet by 20 feet, so a 20-foot cube, that is 5 feet or less thick, looks the same for about 1 hour. Solid creatures and objects can phase through it as if the wall wasn't there.
Recursion anchor, 326, which I know you guys have used once before.
Recursion anchor, if I remember correctly, it's a spray can. A creature or object affected by the cipher cannot translate or pass through an inopposite gate for a day. The cipher contains enough energy to affect up to 5 creatures in an immediate range with one use. So basically you use it against an enemy so they can't follow you.
Okay. 326 should also have reflex enhancer.
Yes, that is a wire-covered cap as well. The difficulty of any task, such as manual dexterity... is decreased by 2 steps for 1 hour.
Okay.
And which I think I have.
Okay, 329 should be strange apotheosis.
Strange apotheosis is a red-shaped pill like a fractal. The user chooses up to 3 foci she's previously gained throughout the translation. For 1 hour, she can access and use any trained skills or special abilities provided by any of the selected foci.
Right. So if you haven't changed foci, it's not realistic to you.
I was the only one that did at one point. I became a leader.
Yeah. True.
Everybody else dragged theirs, so I'd be the only one that could use that.
So that's what you got.
The wall phase thing and the reflex will probably be useful.
The wall? Why do you say the wall?
Just in case we got to phase through a wall. We only got an hour.
Yeah.
It's got a point.
I like it.
And we don't know if we're going to be going through hallways or...
Wall sounds good to me as well.
And then the reflex might help somebody.
I have one that decreases up to 3 steps, actually.
But that, yeah, but that's only for you. It doesn't do it for everybody else.
This doesn't say that it does it for everybody either.
I know. I'm just saying it might be useful to have more than one.
Right, but I could give somebody mine. You know what I mean? And mine decreases it by 3, whereas this one only decreases it by 2.
Oh.
I was thinking more of like the spray can that doesn't allow anything to chase us back through a gate.
That was pretty good.
We're not going to...
We don't know.
We're staying on Earth, though.
Oh, yeah, you're not going through a gate.
We don't know where we're going. But if we need to get back...
That is true.
To the Rev...
Do you have a thing to make another gate?
Oh my gosh, we used the door to get here. Oh, we don't have a door anymore.
I mean... I got room for one.
I can throw away my baseball cap now.
I got room for one as well.
I can get rid of the green elixir.
Oh no, I got 2 more. I got 2 spaces.
Because I looked it up and it doesn't make sense.
Oh, fair.
No, I got 2 spaces. So
I have 2 as well. Actually.
Since he's fast, you want to give him one of those wall.
Dexterity thing?
The walking through wall thing?
The phaser, the wall phase thing we can all use.
Oh, okay,
so there's
cool.
Only one of those. So it doesn't matter who carries it.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we if for like, what was it, like an hour or something? Or a minute? Or it was...
You have to look at phase wall.
The phase wall is...
It's just a minute.
Just for 1 hour.
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
So you want the smartphone app?
Yes, I'll take that.
Download it into your phone.
Yep. So just write down that you got the phase wall.
In 1 hour, and it allows us to walk through a wall. Okay. Anything else?
Let's go find a wall.
We could, too, if you want. I could just pull out some random ciphers to fill you up if you wanted to, if you don't want anyone that's on here.
So I have one that decreases by 3. I can carry the other one that decreases it by 1 if you want. There's the thing that decreased the thing.
Decreases what thing?
Effort?
The reflex enhancer. I'll carry that.
But I didn't want that because you already had one.
You wanted it, so I'm carrying it for you.
I could have carried it.
You want it? Take it. All right, it's a cap. Decreases by 2 steps.
One of you has to take the heat stop, by the way.
Oh. What is it?
I'll take the
heat stop cipher.
I'll take the heat stop.
Yep.
Heat stop.
What's it look like?
It is actually a smartphone app as well.
Oh, easy. Download.
When it's activated, the user and all of your possessions become immune to damage from heat or fire for 1 hour.
But I have my suit.
You do have a suit.
Yes, we each have a suit for 1 hour. Yeah.
But you need to use the app before you put on the suit.
You're going to go down there in the suit.
Do we need anything else?
If you pull it out, the phone just evaporates and you can't use it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So yeah, you would have to use it before you leave the Rev. You're actually absolutely right.
Okay.
Wait, why?
The heat stop?
Yeah, why?
Because it's a cell phone app, unless your cell phone's in the heat suit.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, girls carry their phones in their bras all the time.
You still have to, well, I guess, depending on how much wiggle room you have in the suit.
I suppose that's fair.
I mean, I don't know about you. Have you ever, like, done this and, like, gone through your phone? Like, come on. You can do it.
I haven't, but I can right now.
I'll get it.
I mean, like, the spacesuits, they have stuff on the inside that you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're not glowing anymore, by the way.
Oh,
I could just imagine one of us just being like,
I imagine him being a jerk, being like, you pulled out your phone and it burst into flames
and you died.
There's an energy shield of armor.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't stab her with that.
We would have never killed her.
That would have sucked. That would have been terrible.
Oh.
Die.
That was one of the ideas I had of like, right? Trying to stab her with it.
Roll me a d20 real quick.
10.
Okay. What your purring spider, what does it look like on Earth?
Oh no.
It's a when you smartphone app.
Another app?
Yep.
Everything goes to your phone.
Oh wait, hang on. This was a level 10.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So never mind.
You don't get to know.
Well, I was trying to see if Hertzfeld could figure it out, but it's pretty high up there. So I'll tell you what that is at the end of the game.
Or just push the button.
So you could remove that and get another space if you're not going to use it. Just FYI.
I still have two spots.
Okay. Okay. So if that's all you guys are going to take, unless you want me to find some random ones, then we're good to go.
I think we grabbed all the stuff we needed.
Perfect. Yeah. Before you guys leave, the colonel approaches you one more time and hands you a different briefcase. And opens this one up and says...
Please be money, please be money, please be money.
Says that if for some reason the seed does not work, try this. And opens up briefcase to show you a tactical nuke.
It's on par with money. I'll take this.
I mean, it's
blow up the
Earth's
mantle.
Is that smart to use in the Earth's crust?
He's a military guy. Shoot first, ask questions later.
You're literally going to an area that really no one understands, so you don't know.
Okay.
Last resort, Otto. We'll just get down there and be like, was it nuke first, then this?
So you guys are going to use the rev to head down into the end of the Earth. All right, guys. So he kind of explains, like, this thing, the top movement speed is 80 miles per hour. It really doesn't sound like that fast.
That's freaking fast. Not going through the crust.
Hold on.
If we're drilling.
Hold on.
The journey is going to take about 24 hours of continuous travel. Assuming
that's
that there
what
are
I was
no
like,
unforeseen.
The estimation of 1,800 miles.
Assuming that there are no unforeseen problems that crop up.
We're going to find a couple of oil pools. We're going to find some bones. We're going to find...
A T-Rex!
Yeah.
I want to fight a T-Rex.
I don't.
That was my Joanna.
Molten Joanna lava from, megalodon.
Rescuers.
Rescuers down under.
Yeah.
Joanna!
that is your Joanna.
Yeah, that's my Joanna.
That was my favorite.
I hope somebody just wrecked their car laughing. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Please don't die.
Please don't wreck your car. That's expensive.
If they haven't yet, they probably won't.
We've been told a couple of times that people have almost wrecked their car laughing. The cab of the Rev is large enough to hold up to about 6 people comfortably, or 8 with some crowding. 2 seats are designated for the pilots, and the craft can be operated from either seat by manipulating the facing control panel. The other 4 seats are for the passengers. The Rev also contains a bathroom, which is quite similar to one used by astronauts of the International Space Station. Oh, it's functional, but hardly glamorous. Life support, airlock, you know, all of these things exist in this thing. It's a pretty legit vehicle. Unless you guys have drive, he's going to have to drive this thing. Does anybody have driving?
Nope.
Do not.
Or pilot anything?
Nope. Okay. Have nothing about
Rev
operating
uses
a
standard rules for a vehicle.
I learn really quickly.
Yeah,
just watch him do it.
Tasks to drive the Rev
after 24 hours. I'm sure I could figure it out.
It actually says the task is only a 1, which is silly. It's a speed based task. Doesn't matter. He's going to drive the thing. You guys take off. It rumbles.
She could drive it.
It's fine. You can sit in the other pilot seat. It grumbles, it moves, it rumbles, and it begins to drill into the ground.
Wait, where are we drilling into the ground?
Somewhere on the grounds of the estate.
Oh, so it's like literally below us.
It's in the Earth's crust. They have figured out a direct path from where they are to get to it.
Right, but it's not like underneath the other side of the world. Like, it's literally below us.
Seemingly.
Near.
Cool.
I mean, it's probably not like straight down, but it's yeah. Anyway.
Close enough to dig.
Oh, by the way, you also noticed there's a giant red button in there.
Cool.
That says, do not press with a case around it.
He says, pressing the big red.
I didn't even have to say anything.
Pressing the big red button detonates explosive charges designed to jettison the recursion engine field. Doing so will either kill everyone in the blast of light and heat as the rev is destroyed, or slingshot the cab into a random recursion on the shoals of Earth.
Those not sure good, which. Good options.
He literally looks at you and goes, I'm not sure which one will do. It could be one of those two.
Didn't he build this thing?
It's the oh shit button.
Yeah,
it's
that's still the like, oh shit button.
But you get it. Like it's still not quite complete. Yeah. He hasn't had complete tests of how this thing works.
Like well, he hasn't had a successful test.
Right. Well, he hasn't really had a test.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's see.
Cool.
That's not important because she's dead.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Well, there's an option for Uinturi to strike back, but you killed her ass.
Derek Let's killed see. Her ass. He popped her head off like a dandelion. He went.
Oh, so she can escape?
We could have chosen to not fight against her.
You could have killed the Dustman instead, depending on who you believed.
But she kind of just fired at us, so that
she,
was
she
kind of
a little
like,
crazy.
Yeah,
she didn't hold her if composure she would have, very well.
Yeah, if she would have been like, "What? How can you believe me? This is the bad guy!" Like,
I probably just would have shot both of them.
Sorry, yeah,
you
same.
Point a gun at me.
All right, sorry.
We can get through this.
No.
Serious. As you guys continue, when you are around 1,700 miles into the planet, Hertzfeld says something's going on. The energy signature, the Aleph component, just spiked and then it dropped off again. Some sort of secondary wave is spreading out from the event, both down into the core and up into the mantle. In about 10 seconds, it's going to sweep across us. So get ready.
Stevie rolls her eyes and goes, of fucking course.
Brace yourselves.
And then grabs like the pilot seat handles and goes,
10 seconds is he 10 says, seconds is awful short notice.
He says, look, if it's just
I'm too strictly, old for this shit.
He says, look, if it's just strictly seismological, we should weather it just fine. But if there's dark of energy component, then we're in for as this whole thing just kind of shifts.
Cool.
The wave hits the rev like a hammer hitting an anvil. Sparks burst out of every monitor. The noise is shattering. Red lights and alarms go off, and the vehicle enters into a spin.
As we're spinning when we're literally digging our own little path. We're now spinning in this little. So are we spinning like this? Because we wouldn't be able to like
the machine itself is spinning.
Okay. Cool.
You all like feel like really fuzzy and slightly weak.
How much damage do we take, Lucas?
let me see.
I'm so over this shit.
First of all, I need you, since you're in one of the pilot seats, to make two successful difficulty 5 intellect based rolls.
Hit the oh shit button. Fuck it.
This shit off this planet. All right.
So you need to make 2 intellect 5.
Well, I'm going to spend 1 effort because that brings it down to a 4, which means that I only need a 12.
That is true.
Okay. She's so for the first out one.
She can identify whether it's the lizard men or
16.
Cthulhu. Okay.
Cool. So you need a second success.
Cool. I'm going to spend another effort.
We're getting
on
there.
The next roll to bring it down to a 4 again.
So 16?
Isn't it? 16. 2 16s.
Okay. So you managed to you and Hertzfeld both kind of managed to just maintain control of this thing somehow, without any strange malfunctions.
Over this shit.
Yeah.
Stevie's like, "Fuck this." She's sassy.
Yay, roller coaster!
Yeah, I know.
You guys are
back.
Puking in the back, and Stevie's like, "I got this."
You guys maintain control and continue down the remaining 100 miles.
So like another hour.
The mantle opens up into a mammoth miles wide cyst. The area is lit by rivulets of white hot magma.
Magma.
Along the far walls in an atmosphere so hot that it's luminous, yet somehow not burning. Bathed in that unforgiving light is a structure that pulls at the human brain like a blind spot revealed. It protrudes from the floor, only partly unearthed, but utterly alien in its geometry. If you look at your, if you're looking at all the digital, the devices and everything and on the Rev, you can see that the temperatures are not as hot as they should be, nor is the pressure crushing. But the temperature is still about 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And as a reminder, Hertzfeld tells you, you have 1 hour.
Starting now?
As soon as you leave the Rev, you have an hour.
Okay. Mm.
Otherwise, your suits will fail.
We have no idea what the f*** we're looking for either.
I mean, you're looking at a giant structure, so that's something.
Yeah.
You would probably want to approach said structure.
Yep. Before we leave the vehicle, I'm going to activate the wall phaser because it lasts an hour. So it's all the time we need.
Wait, why would you?
It doesn't help at all.
No.
It's like to use to get through a wall.
It doesn't help at all.
It, yeah, it we use it on us. One wall and it lasts on that one wall. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is
it's
cool.
Not, it's not like you dig through
just
as you
run
walk.
Run through.
Yeah. That would be super useful, but no. Right, one of you does mind. Have yeah. One of you has the heat thing, but
I do.
I was thinking more use it as like an escape route or like a
yes. I get it now.
Right. So like I would only activate that when we're like 5 minutes to time. So like
sure.
You know, she gets another hour and can continue on while you fuckers go back. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I hope we don't do that in the last 5 minutes. I hope we're already
well,
heading
back.
Well,
you guys could run back to the thing, but, like, you know, if we need to continue on, Stevie can use her thingy or give it to somebody else who wants to play the hero. I mean, who's going to be the Bruce Willis of this group, y'all?
Sebastian Stan.
With his bionic legs. Yeah.
You do still like feel really fuzzy and slightly weak though. Just an FYI.
Cool.
There's something about the area. It's something about going in that spin really,
it's
really
a,
messed you guys up. It's everything.
It's like
is,
the ghost hunters with the ESP or whatever that is. The,
yeah, something
that
just
like,
something just seems to be yeah,
EMF. That's what it is. The
almost,
high EMF
almost
readings.
Weakening you. Not like so like you're decrepit, but like you
yeah,
just, you feel slightly weaker than normal.
Energy vampires.
I assume you exit the Rev.
Yeah, when yep. we exit, yeah. I'm going to use this strength boost.
Okay.
Adds strength. One to my edge for an hour.
To your strength edge?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to use my rock too. I'm just going to put it on my head.
You put a rock on your head?
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket or something?
I don't know how it
yeah,
works.
Whatever ciphers you want to use right away, that's totally fine.
Yep, I have the same thing.
Okay. The ALF component is oppressively large. And as you study the exterior, you find what looks like a break on the side of a sloping wall. It almost appears as if it's been forced open in that spot. Can I get an intellect based check on that break?
Break.
8.
14.
5.
12.
Otto realizes that what this is almost some sort of nanotechnology that seems to be holding essentially this door open. And you can pretty much tell that it shouldn't be here. Like, someone has placed this here.
Oh, okay. We might be expecting company, just so you guys are aware.
The bad variety, right?
I assume so. I assume if it was someone helping us, we would already knew they were here. But as we're looking in the structure, is there any other, I guess...
Anyone wants things to do with it?
Well, we created a tunnel here, mm-hmm. and so we could probably see that tunnel. Are there any other openings anywhere?
Strangely, no.
So somebody can recurse down here, though, couldn't they? Like
they could.
I guess if they knew where they were going, perhaps.
They could, but you have to know your exact location to pinpoint this.
Well, the dust man can go into the butt of a worm, so...
Well, that's also because he's been there.
Right. I mean,
there's no other entrance holes besides the one we created. So how, whatever.
Right.
We don't need to argue about this.
You only have an hour. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, does that look like it's the only entrance?
From what you can tell.
Well, I guess that's the only way we're going to go in then.
We'll go. Freedom.
As you go through it, it kind of dissipates. The nanobots, I guess. It sort of dissipates as if whatever you've walked through has been broken.
So then it closes back up?
No, but...
Okay, because you made it sound like it was holding something open.
Well, that's... You get the idea that it was definitely holding it open. Or maybe it was just a Band-Aid. Or maybe it's fine. It might close. Who knows?
Okay, whatever. But the nanobots are no longer there, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is now an open space.
Got it.
In the wall. as you enter the Aleph, the interior space of the Aleph component looks similar to the exterior, composed of thousands of flat ivory and amber colored surfaces and faceted series that form irregular floors, walls, and ceilings. Though the chamber before you is discreet, there is a sense that at any moment the entire cavity might fold out or in, reconfiguring itself into some new maze-like space.
Harry Potter staircases.
Right. There's also a white glow a little further in the distance from where you're at.
Is there anything of interest other than that white light that we can see?
Other than that the walls and floors look weird? No.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
You're not floating here. You're able to walk.
Don't have to
you
swim.
You do notice that, like, every step you take, the floor...
Every move you make?
Everyone's
probably watching
everyone's
you.
Watching you. every step that you take, you do notice, like, the floor kind of... does in fact alter itself a little bit, almost ripples and kind of changes.
But not
wait,
enough,
is this like a projection?
Not enough to like hinder our movement?
No, it's not hindering your movement at all. It just seems like it's reconfiguring itself as you move on it.
I feel like if it was a projection, we'd be stepping through.
Yeah, but you know, like in science fiction movies, like when it's like projecting and then the illusion goes away and it's something completely different behind it. Like you think it's a beautiful house and then you walk through it and then you break the projection and it's
like
not.
Mysterio.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, it was
thank
just because it's Spider-Man.
So
yeah.
Good.
They did like, Superman 3. Office space. Sorry.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, that's something for you to figure out, I guess.
That's what my mind goes to, but that's just me.
I guess I'm going
to
go towards the pretty white light.
So when you walked in, you kind of went north and then kind of went around a little corner into like a slightly wider space. And now you are in a spot where there's a left turn that has like a wall, but looks like it might make a quick 90-degree turn into darkness. But on your right, you see what appears to be a large room. A horrifying creature stands in this chamber, its limbs flexing and quivering as if it waits for some sign. Behind it, the far wall of the chamber is damaged. A massive glob of golden substance surrounds an irregular cavity, like blood around a bullet wound. Revealed in that cavity is a flickering tube of white energy that passes from one end of the hole to the other.
Has the creature noticed us?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, because it has eyes on more than one side of its head.
Does anybody want to try to sneak past this thing and try
well,
to move forward?
Well, it's noticed
business.
Us.
Yeah, see this.
So...
Well,
we're fucked.
I was just saying.
It's got eyes all around it.
I understand that, but Stevie, you said you can go invisible, right?
Yeah.
That's if you want to go further ahead without anybody else. I'm just saying. If we're on a time limit here.
So what exactly are we looking for to blow up? Why didn't we just like shove the briefcase in, turn it on, and run? Like, that's what I'm confused about. Why the shit are we like going through this thing?
Because there was a device in the briefcase.
Right.
We gotta find the core. So
the core, got it. Is that what we're doing?
I'm gonna assume it's the
you
core.
You found what essentially looks like a control room. Probably an ideal place to place a bomb.
I just thought that this thing was like a massive explosive, so it wouldn't really matter if you were in the center. Like, well, didn't we just...
Well, he gave us a tactical nuke, so I assume one option is to blow it up, and the other option is to...
Shut it down.
Shut it down with the device and the briefcase, yeah.
Got it. Nuke Rico.
However, this creature does see you coming around the corner. And you will have to roll initiative.
Oh, boy.
Okay, blue dice.
No!
9. 13.
Okay, blue dice, you stay with me.
Derek?
18.
Daniel?
7.
Yay, another 7.
Let me guess, the scary monster thing goes first.
Sure does.
What?
Its perception level is very high, by the way. It has multiple eyes. So this creature looks like some kind of... almost looks like a plant pod with tendrils coming off the top of it and has eye stalks all around it. You are in initiative. You are in combat. Your goal is to set this thing and run. So don't forget that even in combat, you don't have to fight. You can make your action B to get to a spot and set that thing and run and try to just avoid attacks. Keep that in
mind. What I was trying to suggest.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what Stevie's going to do. Yeah. You guys distract the fucker. Stevie will.
We're going to distract it? Yeah.
Otto.
What up?
You're going to get it hit.
Hey, attack me.
Yeah, just confuse it.
We're Scooby and Shaggy.
Yeah.
I'm really good at this.
I'm which, okay. Which one's strength based? Which one's speed based?
I'm speed based.
No, I'm talking about like Scooby and Shaggy.
Oh, right.
Scooby would probably be speed because he's a dog.
I need you all to make an intellect defense roll.
Nope, don't want to.
I'm trained in it.
By the way, it's level 8.
No!
What?
If you want to use effort, it's level 8.
I really wish I would have known that before I rolled because I got a fucking 18. And I would have fucking used effort.
You can use effort. I didn't speak up quick enough. You want to use effort, you may. Keep your 18. So you have to roll a 24 to succeed right now. That includes combat, by the way.
She's going to use 2 effort to bring it down to a 6, which would be 18. So fuck it, she wins.
You can succeed.
Thank God.
I apologize for not speaking up quick enough.
Yeah, because you just said intellect roll, so yeah, then we all rolled, like, thinking it was like a check.
I feel like this will kill me if
like
I don't pass this.
No, it probably makes you go insane or some shit.
Well, I'm going to fail it regardless.
Before I roll. Well, if I spend effort on this and kill my might pool, it does damage to me. Like, I don't know how much damage the thing's going to do. I'm not sure.
Is this attack roll?
This isn't an attack roll. It's not attacking you. It's looking at you.
Is it attempting to confuse, persuade, frighten, or otherwise influence me?
It's none of those specific things, no.
Okay. Alrighty, sure. I'll use, I guess I'll use 2 effort. That'll be 3 points.
Nuke me.
That's kind of where I'm at. Just like, what's you at?
And it takes down to a 6, and a 6 is an 18, you said?
Yeah.
Yep.
That one's kind of cockeyed. 4.
So failed.
Yes.
I got a 15. I failed.
You had to get a 24.
Yeah, I know.
Why'd you even roll?
So 3 of you failed.
Sorry, guys.
Those 3 that failed,
yeah, buddy.
You freeze.
Sweet.
Targets who fail an intellect defense roll freeze in terror for 1 round.
Oh, okay.
That's so frightened.
It is. It's freezing. It's not frightened. It doesn't specify it as frightened.
It's freezing out of fear, though.
Yeah, like you literally, it says that you freezed in fear.
It doesn't matter. I failed anyways. Okay. Yeah. Even
you're
if right. I,
you're that's fair. That's fair.
Even if I decreased another step, which I would have, I still would have failed.
Okay. Sorry, I apologize. You are correct. However, that's not its attack. It just, that is basically like a layer action.
Yeah, well, it's not just attack. It's just anything that's trying to influence my mind.
It gets to do that. But now when it attacks, it increases, your dodge by 3 steps. And oh, wow. If you are one of the frozen, I also deal 2 additional points of damage. Before I did that, I rolled my d4 and auto was selected, so... basically, it walks up towards you and touches you with one of its tendrils and just inflicts like an acidic damage.
It's like a jellyfish.
Kind of. So instead of 6 points, it has actually 8 points of damage.
To what?
Ooh, might.
It's might. Now, if you have armor, that will deflect some of it.
Oh, thank God.
I only got one, so
me
seven.
Too.
7 points, okay. So you take 7 points of damage as this thing walks up and touches you.
Bad touch.
Yep.
So since nobody else can go, I assume it's my turn.
Yeah, they're stuck for the rest of the round.
All right. Stevie is going to go invisible. She has the briefcase. She's going invisible.
You go invisible.
It lasts for 10 minutes, by the way. I bend light around me, so you literally just... It's basically physics. I,
sure,
like,
absolutely.
Mirrored
no, I get you.
Something.
I get you.
But she has the briefcase, and she's like, this shit! Right.
It's like the invisibility cloak.
Yep, basically.
More sophisticated.
Right. So now it's a D3 between the three of you.
That's pretty cool.
Josh, it creeps up toward you on its turn, so you're still frozen until the end of its turn, because the round has not... Well, I guess technically the round has ended.
Mm-hmm. So now they have the ability.
So you do have the... Yeah, so you're okay.
So you can try to dodge.
It will walk up to touch you.
Ew.
Yeah.
So it's a level 8. You are going to have to try to get out of its range to dodge, essentially.
You get a speed, though.
But you have might, right?
You do have...
Is it a speed? It
should be speed to dodge.
Yeah. You have a lot of speed. Because you can automatically decrease it by 2.
Yeah. And then how much?
Then you can do 2 more times, so that'd be 4 more points.
Oh, hang on. Speed defense is level 5 due to its size and nature.
Oh, thank God.
So it's only level 5.
It's only so you can roll.
Because it's big.
So if you have, what's your edge? Slow. 5?
Yeah.
So you can decrease it by 2. Steps, so then it's only a 3, so you need to get a 9 or higher.
Totally worth it.
Okay, yep. Yeah,
that's what I would do.
Yep.
19.
Woo! Not only did you dodge
it! I also, is it just on attacks, or I have increased effects for 19s and 20s?
What does increased effects do? Because I was going to give you a perk, but tell me what it does first. Technically, technically a 19 on an attack gives you extra damage and stuff, but I'm happy to give you a little perk here.
It says you treat rolls of 19 as rolls of natural 20 for either might actions or speed actions, your choice when you gain this ability. This allows you to gain a major effect on a natural 19 or 20.
Yes, so that is exactly what you wanted. Not only do you move out of the way, because essentially this is a natural 20, you roll out of the way and you pull up your gun and you're able to fire at it. I will allow you to get a free shot at it that is technically not on your turn.
Okay.
So you can take a free shot at it.
Achoo.
Now, it is a level 8 to attack it. So keep that in mind.
But it's going to be a 6 for me because it's speed still, right? With the
speed to shoot your gun?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
So that would be a 6, and then I can spend... So how much would I have to spend to get it to a 4? Because it's already down to 6.
So you need 2 more levels of effort spent.
So 4 more.
So you need to spend 4 levels of effort total. What's your edge?
5.
So 4, is it 4 points then?
Four points total? 4 points if you're doing 4 effort.
Yeah. So you're only actually spending 4 points.
Yep.
To drop it to a level 4.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
I need a 12 to hit it now.
13.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Now, you also have... all right, so what's your damage and stuff? You didn't spend your extra point for your extra damage. Because you got Pierce.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't use that.
Yeah.
So I just have... I mean, it's a... the heavy handgun's a 6 plus... plus 1 for gunner, and then...
Should be 8 total, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I know it's 8 total. I was just trying to figure out how I got that again. Yeah, it's 8.
All right, you shoot it. You shoot it in one of its eyes. Like, you hit it.
It's, like the one that's looking at y'all?
It's mad. It's mad. Now that we're back in order, it is actually your turn now. You can get, to go.
You can try to hit it again.
You can shoot. Try to shoot it again. Now that it is on your turn, you can still use effort and stuff. Because even though it's technically the same round, I gave that to you as a reactionary. It wasn't part of the actual round. So you may feel free to use your efforts again.
I'm going to save it on this one. I'll just go down to the 6 because it doesn't cost me anything, right?
All
right.
So you just need an 18 to hit.
Nope.
All right. 7. Whiffed on the second shot. From you... I'm sorry. Derek should have gone first. Oh. That's okay, though. That was your turn. Derek, you may go.
Yep. I'm gonna run up to him.
Okay.
Try and distract him.
He's not far from you.
Yeah. I'm going to do... All right. So I'm just going to straight up attack him.
Okay.
One with my frost blade and one with my normal blade. I am skilled... in light blade, so we'll just do it one at a time, but be easier. I'm still in light blade, so it goes down 2. I'll spend 2 on. I'll spend 2 effort, so I'll go down 1 point because I have 4 edge. So it reduces it down to 4 by 4 to a 4, right?
Right. So then do you need a 12 to hit?
12, 18.
18 gives you 1 extra point of damage.
Okay.
No, so, it's 2 extra points of damage for 18.
So that would just be 4. 4 damage.
4 total?
Yeah, for that guy. Then my next attack, this is the one I really want to hit, is a 12. So, well, crap. That had to be... I was going to reduce it down again, the same thing. It has to be... No, I can't.
This is all the same action, isn't it?
It sure is,
actually. So it doesn't matter. It's it's still a hit.
All right. And so 12, and that one is 4 damage.
So 8 damage total?
Sorry.
You get anything extra because it's frost?
It's, it's 2 damage plus 4 damage for frost. So 6 from that one.
So 6 plus.
So a total of 10 damage is what you said.
Correct. Yep. And I have to see if it depletes my frost.
Oh, yeah. You got to roll on that.
Yeah. I rolled it last time, too. I got a 53, so I'm fine. Almost. That was okay. 10. So 1 through 3 is depleted.
So once again, you get the 1-2 slice, and it's decent damage. It's decent damage. Stevie.
Stevie is going to.
Wait, did you have a 4 or 9?
I had a 9.
Okay, sorry. Here's you.
Stevie's gonna set this thing up, and
where are you placing it?
She's gonna get as close as she can to the white
the damage
thingy.
There. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. It will take you, that's your
average. My guess is probably 2. 1 to get there and then 1 to set it in, right? 2 rounds?
Sure.
Or
we'll go with that.
I mean, that was my guess. Because, yeah. I mean, I assume that we're at the entrance and then she has to run.
Yeah, it is.
Past it's not, all the garbage to get in there to set it up.
Yeah, it can't see you. So you are invisible.
Yeah, the only thing that gives me away is like if I move big objects or I get hit or like something like that. So like. Sure. Or if I scream. So anything that I do to give away my position, that's when it can see me.
Okay.
So she will scream the second she hits that button, by the way.
So you are at the location and you...
Opening the briefcase.
Next round, you can set it. Mm-hmm. Otto.
I'm going to use my moving like water, and that's a full action, so...
Okay, what is it?
You spin and move so that your defense and attacks are aided by your fluid motion. For 1 minute, the difficulty of your attacks and speed defense is decreased by 1.
Cool. It's going for you again, Josh.
All right.
I'm just rolling a d3.
I'm invisible.
So once again, it is a speed defense.
He hit the eye that was next to you.
Although,
oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
You know one thing we haven't been doing this entire game?
Huh.
Is that the damage level, as you take damage, yeah, things should be getting easier.
Yeah, they really should be, Luke. I was thinking that, and I was like, why? Well, A, we haven't combated a lot, but B.
So what I'm like, going to say then at this point, I don't have that in front of me because I don't have the book open.
Here. You want it?
Yeah, let me have it. I believe it drops it down a couple of levels.
I think it does.
So it should be from 5 to maybe 3 by now.
You mean 8?
It was 8.
No, because its defense is lower.
Oh, defense.
Because of how big it is.
You want it to dodge. That's what it is. That's what he's talking about. It took me a second, too. I was like,
I'm not sure how this works with creatures. I'm not going to lie. Because it's all explained based on your pools. I'm going to say this motherfucker really can't move at this point. Not well. So I will make it a level 1 defense roll. Straight out. Because he's heavily damaged.
He's just flailing.
He is heavily damaged at this point. You guys have done a lot of damage to it.
All right, 13.
Cool, you're out of the way. and now it goes to Derek, because I went the wrong order last time.
Oh, back to me. I'm going to attack again. I'm going to do basically the same thing. I'll reduce another one. I'll do another step, actually. So I'll spend 3.
Okay.
So I just need 9s here. Ooh, that one. I'll spend an XP to reroll my frost blade. Okay. 13. All right.
Did you succeed on both hits?
Yeah.
How much damage total? Is it another 10 total?
Normal was 19, so that was just a +2 damage.
Well, you got a +2 on the 18, so it'll be 2 less damage, I think.
Okay, right? So
that would be an 8.
You rolled a 19 on the die?
Yeah.
No, so it's actually +3 damage.
Oh, I was talking about last turn when you rolled the 18 was a +2.
So 5, then 5 and 6, so 11.
Cool. You slice this thing in half, and it falls to the ground. Stevie, it's your turn. You hear this thing shriek and like crumble. So you're welcome to stay invisible if you want, but you don't have to.
No, she'll just drop it.
Okay, so Stevie becomes visible, and you see her by the wall next to an opened briefcase.
She's going to turn to you guys over her shoulder and go, run, and hit the button. what?
Cool.
Didn't you say there was a hole in the wall somewhere?
That's where she's at.
I'm in front of the white energy.
She basically
bullshit.
Put that thing inside that damaged hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we still got to, you know, someone else was still here. So I mean, better be careful. But yeah, we can take off.
We were told that the second you turn it on to run.
I know.
Yep.
So. I mean, you turn it on, so we can't go back now. But I'm just reminding you guys that someone else was here, so...
Someone was in the temple.
I mean, logic might dictate that Untara was here at one point.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was thinking. That's why I thought,
that's
like,
fine.
Maybe, like,
I was...
she could recurse there because she knew the actual location of it.
Well, I'm running.
As you go back around the corner, you do see the wall that you walk through is closed.
Oh, thank God for the wall phaser. Woo! That was smart, Otto. I give you that.
So wall phaser.
Wall phaser works. Yep. You guys get through. You get in back. You get back into the rev.
We reverse hightail.
And you
are stuck.
You hightail out. You all died. Oh,
I'll say, what would happen if someone didn't grab the wall phaser?
The machine.
All right. Thank
the
God.
The drill malfunctioned and you exploded.
That was smart. Yeah. Otto wins on that one.
Here we go. You return to the surface. Essentially, from what you can tell, over time, what you will tell is that the device did go off. The seismic activity, all the strange readings that they were receiving seemed to calm. And everything seems to go back to normal over time. The estate showers you with a victory party of sorts. You all receive accommodations for what you've done. Probably a good pay raise. You have saved Earth from utter destruction. You personally do not hear from or about any activity of the Dustman.
Until the next evil.
Until the Planet War comes. I think that's what they were called, right?
Planet, the Duplos land, planet, like in the Lego movie. We are from Planet Duplo, and we are here to destroy you.
You, when this thing goes off, it sort of, the earth, don't get me wrong, there's some earthquakes. Some seismic activity happens.
All the volcanoes in the world go off at the same time.
Because the purpose of it is to shut down the component, right? Not to explode it. Had you used the nuke, slightly different option.
That'd be horrible.
From what you can tell, and from research that Hertzfeldt and anyone else in the lab is doing, you feel as though Earth is safe. And that is the end of the Dark Spiral. Did you guys enjoy the system? How did you feel? Like,
I still feel like it's clunky because we don't understand it.
I think that's just us as players.
Absolutely, 100%. Never played the system before. Nothing to do with the system.
I'm sure I've done a lot wrong as I've gone through, but at the same time,
I feel like Untaru should have gotten easier as we were hitting her, and she wasn't.
Yeah, that was me again.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't. She took a lot of damage.
Well, it has to do with like defense and stuff, but yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I read the rule book from, you know, beginning to end, like, you know, 5 years ago, so it's been a while, so right. I didn't really brush up on the rules, but I really like the leveling system.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like, it definitely has a lot of variety for characters, because there's plenty of skills you can gain through your tiers, because typically every time you level up, you get to pick one.
It is a very straightforward, like, leveling up system.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, like, crazy comboing or
you really just choose, like, one cool move or spin or whatever they call them.
Yeah, and you can go back to different tiers and, like, change things out. So, like, if you took something that, like, you never use, you can go back and switch that out.
You can also, like, instead of choosing one from the current tier, you can choose one from a previous tier if you like it.
That's what I meant. Like, you can go back and you can...
Yeah, it allows you when you level up to get rid of one as long as it's within a tier that you have leveled up to.
Right. And then you can switch it out for something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I like the Strange. It just kind of sucks they never really made more material for it.
Yeah, Monty Cook Games.
I do wish they had. Now what they've done, and I feel like we've mentioned this before, is they've taken the Strange, Numenera, and I can't remember for the life of me the third option. I apologize. They've just pushed everything into one book called the Cypher System.
Yeah.
So everything sort of exists in and of itself. Now, if I recall correctly, the Numenera is actually a recursion within the Strange.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Numenera is a much more popular game also.
Yeah.
I don't know why they only really made the one scenario for the Strange, but
I mean, as long as you know the system, you can also just create your own.
Absolutely. I've listened to some people play. I listened to a group play part of this, and they attempted a translation that failed and ended up in like the Sherlock Holmes thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he just kind of he kind of like made a homebrew out of it because they ended up someplace they shouldn't have been.
And you had some ideas ready for that, right?
I had some ideas. Miskatonic University was one of my ideas.
Yep.
Just like 1920s straight up Cthulhu. And like my idea was to either...
Damn it, I'm really mad that I like rolled so good on recursion. So like
we did really well.
I was going to make it much harder on myself and us though, because I was going to literally switch to like 7th ed and we would start playing in 7th ed within it.
No, that would have been...
sounds
and
so
do like
fun.
An actual scenario, like a short one shot from Call of Cthulhu that eventually you would have to figure out how to translate out of.
Right, which sounds so
it would have been
cool,
really cool,
but
it also would have made this game a lot longer.
Yeah.
And obviously when COVID hit, like everything got fucked, so like it, you know. Anyway, that was one of my ideas, but you kept rolling 20s every time you translated. So
yeah, I know, right?
Sorry, guys, I was so good at it.
Clutch rolls.
We kept buffing each other too really well.
I know,
I don't think anybody rolled bad on those.
No, on all the recursions we were really good.
Nope. I know for sure we made some mistakes along the way in terms of this system. But you know, it is
and
what
please
is great
write
about
us and let us know when, like
sure,
if you know, because I would love to learn more about this system.
This definitely is like an intro scenario into the Cypher system, which is great. I think in the future I may have to invest into just the Cypher system book and just see what's out there. Numenera would be fun. It's all the same system, so really it's just learning more of new lore than it would be anything else.
Gods of the Fallen is really interesting too. I don't know if you've looked into that at all, but it's a cipher system. It's basically just a campaign setting. It's not an actual campaign itself.
Right.
But I'm sure there's something out there that you could go off of, or they might have made a campaign for that setting. But it's almost like a rise to almost essentially godhood.
Now, is Invisible Sun its own system? I know it's basically like a setting creator.
I don't know.
Yeah, that to me sounds like it is its own system, and it's basically like an open world.
It's
you
sort
create
of, yeah.
everything.
Yeah,
like they'll send you things, but like you basically as the
it's all
GM,
homebrew. It's all homebrew.
You homebrew the fuck out of it.
Anyway, that's just those are that's a couple of you know, it's Monty Cook options.
We spent a long time at the Monty Cook Games booth at Gen Con last year.
Yeah, I had fun running it. I hope you guys had fun playing it, and yeah. I would love to dive back into the system at some point. But I think in the future we're gonna try some new systems. I enjoy just trying brand new systems on the show and seeing how people react to them. So we are going to be working on one that is a little more intricate, back to fantasy. Although I'm sure at some point we will definitely have some more Cthulhu stuff back on here. In fact, by the time this is over, I hope that we have more masks for you guys. So thank you all for listening. Definitely, you know, like, share, check us out on our website, Facebook.
That's finally back up.
Twitter. Yeah, the website is back up.
So you can send us friend requests, but we may not request yeah, add you because you we may not know who you are.
So anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.